participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Numbers, in case you couldn't make it through all of our Gary's lasers and stuff there. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Washington, D.C., if you're listening on WJFK, your direct line is 202-432-1067. And from New York, your direct line, 877-692-1027. Enjoying an extra day in New York on this trip we are. Nice to be up at NEW, and let's say hello to Kindly Pops. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Now, I'm going to start today's show with a news item.
Okay, very good.
I hope I'm not stealing anything from Buzz's news.
That's fine. Go right ahead.
I think y'all remember yesterday on the show, incidentally, Buzz, that guy, the bus driver,
right?
We thought just had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you left out the part about him having a shotgun in a bus.
That had not been discovered when we last spoke about that.
Yeah. I gave you the benefit of the doubt when we were having that discussion, incidentally.
Thank you.
But last night...
I didn't.
But last night...
Of course not.
No, it was, of course, but when we were on the air, the story about the old dude who took the bus from Pennsylvania to Maryland with the kids.
Yeah.
At the time that Buzz broadcast the story, it just appeared that it was someone...
Well, Buzz made it sound like it was, a guy going out for a little joyride, when in fact it was major kidnapping.
We didn't know anything about his motive at the time. In fact, the bus had just been discovered when we discussed it.
I figured as much. I gave you the benefit of the doubt there.
So anyway, hello everybody, and welcome to the show. Happy Friday!
Yeah,
here we are.
Here we are.
Don't forget today, Robbie.
Yes.
Schedule, okay?
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
Today we got so many things happening. I hate it when we have to stick to a schedule.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
But today
we're uncomfortable.
Let me tell you that you got to get the entries, and today's the last day. I guess over the weekend you can fax for the Las Vegas style show in your home. We're going to be announcing the winner on Monday's episode. We're going to try to devote some time today to read some of your entries.
Very good.
Our fax number, 800-636-6410. A week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Super Bowl Saturday. We're going to somebody's house.
Is that a week from tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. A week from tomorrow.
And then your party, your Super Bowl party's the day after.
Correctamundo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. Get ready for non-stop partying.
Laura, get the babysitter.
48 hours of non-stop partying. So we're coming to somebody's house to do the Las Vegas-style show on Super Bowl Saturday. Fax us a letter why we should be coming to your home. We're going to read some of them today, and we'll announce the winner on Monday when we read the ones that we deem to be the best. Boy, you know, I got so many great stories here today, just about Dolly Parton having had sex with a boy since he was 13 years old.
My God. Well, that part of the country she's from, that's the Smoky Mountains. That's okay.
Got a guy tried to bend a nail into a wall, but he ended up with somehow the nail ended up in his hand and
ouch,
then in his forehead. But really, the
wow,
the best story that I have found in the news is this one, and it comes from, oh, let me see, I don't know where this, Syracuse, New York.
Ah, Syracuse.
Okay. Mm,
oh, yeah.
A supervisor with the County Department of Social Services was charged.
Look at Buzz throw his, did you see Buzz throw his little card away?
You know, too bad, because I'm frankly, sometimes I'm tired of playing Russian roulette with you on the news. Sometimes, like an OJ story, I let you have it, but
right,
then other times there's stories that I don't do, and then you don't use,
mm-hmm,
and listen, we got to have some better organization, because a lot of times when we get to Buzz, by the time we get to the news, we got no time for the news.
Yes.
Yesterday was one of the times. We get the Buzz. We got plenty of time for
news.
We get done with the first segment of news, and Buzz says to me, if you want to juke and jive, that's okay with me, because I'm about out. You and I got to start getting together on what stories you can have and what stories I can have, so that, you
well,
know.
So grab your story back, because sometimes you have stuff that's not in the original story.
We'll compare.
Well, I'm just going to give you the basics. And
this is Syracuse, New York we're talking about.
Yes. They arrested a dude named Ronald Castle, 54. He's been suspended without pay. He has been a county employee for more than 30 years. And what he has been doing is pleasuring himself into the coffee cups of co-workers.
Oh, my God. That is inappropriate. I'm glad we caught you early on that, Rob.
He has been into the coffee cups of co-workers. In a three-page statement.
While there's coffee in there?
No, like before they come to work.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, before they come to work.
Well, always check your coffee cup. That's the moral of that story.
In a three-page statement, he admitted tampering with not only with the coffee mugs.
Oh, not the machine.
No. Into the telephone.
Oh, that's a sick.
But what he would do is he would and apparently do it all over the earpiece and all over the mouthpiece.
Oh, he's got issues.
Hello?
He's got issues with his issue.
He sure does. Of at least six female employees, he did this to for months and months and months.
I think he's got anger issues.
Co-workers are saddened by the news.
Saddened.
Gee, no S.
Really? Angered?
And I guess they caught him on videotape or something actually doing this. Wow.
Well, that'll be a Fox special coming up in a few months.
So that's our lead today.
Boy, wow.
You know, if you're at your office and you're like, boy, damn, this coffee doesn't taste right. Or perhaps...
This coffee's the best I've ever had.
or maybe if you, you pick up the telephone and you have trouble prying it away from your ear,
yeah,
and it, like, sticks to your ear. Or maybe if you're speaking into the mouthpiece and you go, salty.
Sure.
You know, watch it.
Right. I have to change that song lyric, "You're the cream in my coffee."
There's a guy out there. Imagine that. Now, we've had all the story, and 2020 for a while was doing those exposés where they would show...
They'd show the co-worker.
They would show... I think the best one ever was the Chinese food restaurant.
Yep.
Where the guy was...
There was one that was an apartment.
He was the super.
Right.
He was the super in the apartment.
Right.
And he went into this lady's apartment.
Right.
He'd open up the refrigerator and urinate into her Chinese food.
Didn't they have video of that?
They had videotape of him taking the Chinese food out of the foil container, taking the lid off, and then urinating on the... it was like one of those little foil packets.
Yeah.
You know, and no, it was the little...
The white thing.
No, it was not the white thing, because I remember this in great detail. I don't know why. But you know how in some Chinese restaurants you get the little plastic clear top?
Right.
And you've got the foil tray?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what was there. He couldn't risk doing it into the paper container.
I seem to remember, though, also the little white thing that has, like, the little Japanese house drawn on the side of it.
maybe he did go into the pagoda cardboard.
Well, no, the videotape was not that that clear. It was not. It was one of those from a distance videos.
It would look like saffron rice.
well, that is bad.
Or fried rice.
But that is not.
See a doctor.
That's not. I mean, can you imagine? For 6 months, this guy would go to work early in the morning.
Good morning.
He would sit at a different desk. He would and then all of a sudden, you know, they. The explosion of his love.
That is mighty disgusting.
Yeah. Inside someone's coffee cup. And, wow. And speaking of an explosion of love, good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
There she is. Lisa Hearn. I just want to say that she is a... how is it put this morning?
She is. It's always sunny when she's around.
It's always.
Right? Is that how it was?
No. It was, I believe...
Something like, when I see you, I see sunshine or something, which is funny because I used to wish that that was my real name.
Sunshine?
Or Ray.
Sunshine.
Not Ray.
No, not Ray.
Okay. I remember another good one, too, as long as you're on the topic. There was a guy who used to go number one into a giant vat of Tupperware.
Right.
Oh, wait, that was G. Gordon Liddy.
There you go.
He would do that on his radio show.
Yeah, he's not crazy.
He did that in front of Chris Matthews from Hardball one time.
Wow.
I don't know what it is about workers peeing on stuff.
Hey, now listen.
No, I'm not saying nothing.
You let me know. I'm ready to...
No, not necessary.
I'm ready anytime
you are. I know you are.
Anytime you are, man.
No. Nothing anybody ever ate.
No, that's true. No.
Right.
But remember that time with Frank?
Yeah, soda machine. We better not.
Oh, come on. We're close enough.
No.
We're close enough.
Bad idea. You might have told it already.
I don't think I did. No. Ever tell that story?
No. I don't know if the statute of limitations has run out on that.
Come on. It's over 15 years ago.
Yeah, but I still think it's a felony.
Really? It's not a felony.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's not a felony to sit at a desk. We were very unhappy where we were working.
Yes.
Let me just say that. And we, you're right, maybe I shouldn't tell the story.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't tell it.
Yeah.
We were very unhappy. We would, well, you know what we can definitely tell, though?
Why are you using the word we so
often? The one I could tell.
There is a we involved when it we're talking about the heating element.
We can talk about
that's
that
one. That's a we with me.
Okay, we can talk about that one.
A lot of we.
Yeah.
We can talk about that one, right?
Yeah, we pee on the heater. Because we were unhappy there. And in the morning, we'd pee on the heater.
Isn't that something of a risk?
They had a... No. In the bathroom...
It was a steam heater.
At radio station...
Not electric.
WAVA. It was like one of them old-time heaters. One of those big metal jobbies.
A radiator-type
heater. And what we would do is we hated working there so much. We'd pee
on the heater.
We wanted to get out of our contract. We would leak all over the heater.
Not all the time.
Well, no, every once in a while.
Every once in a blue moon.
And then the heat would come on, and by the time
the heat would come on, it would be so nasty.
The office staff would come in, and...
Well, they were downstairs, most of them, but the people that were on the second floor would get the benefit of
like
that.
Like the general manager and the program director.
Sales manager.
They'd come in, and they'd go, wow, what the hell
what
is that?
What the heck is that going on?
Smell of the men's room.
We'd have big laughs, big guffaws.
There we go. Gee, I...
Don't think we were ever jeopardizing anybody's health, though.
I don't think so, no.
Safe. Yeah.
There's only one person's health we ever jeopardized, and that person worked with us.
Yeah.
And you know what? And this...
That's the story I wouldn't tell.
That, even though that's not a we story, that's a we story in the fact that we never went to that person to say,
no,
guess what?
No, I was right there. I was there. Yeah. I was there. I'd be just as at fault. On that one, that's the one we shouldn't tell. That's one we should take to our grave. Or put in the book.
What about the other one?
Well, there are a couple of them.
Well, now what?
You know, they're like three or four,
man. Well, I'm thinking
there are. Let me tell you something. There's one about that guy that we worked with. Then there's about another guy that we worked with. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Who are you talking about?
Hi.
Sunshine.
What about the... Did we do that to him, too?
Let me go. I got to write something down here.
Are you talking about the pizza?
No.
No?
Oh,
no.
I think I know this one.
No, I'm talking about that.
You might be writing down one
I'm
that we...
talking about that. Okay.
You know what?
That's a real bad one right there.
No.
A real bad one.
That's the best one.
Yeah, that's the best one, but you better not tell it.
That's the best one.
That's, and then there was the...
Well, now, I know what you're going to write about.
Then there was that one.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of.
That one you can tell. That didn't hurt anything.
Oh, but no, the other one is so much better.
Well, you can't tell the other one.
Sure I can.
No, you're talking about people, you know.
Well, no, no one knows who we're talking about.
Well, maybe now they do.
No, I don't think they do.
I don't know. That's a very bad story. That was a very bad thing that was done.
I'm not
very
sure bad. It ever happened.
Very bad.
That's right.
Well, let me just say again, in our behalf, that we were much younger.
Yeah.
Much more juvenile, and
we would almost try to impress each other with juvenile stunts.
Very angry at the fact.
Oh,
that,
very, very angry
that we were stuck working at a radio station we hated working at, and there were some disc jockeys there that we didn't like. And one time, there was a disc jockey who would, he was a disc jockey who, well, first off, he would do like Nutrisystem commercials.
Oh, God.
While he was eating candy on the air. As he was doing the diet commercials, okay. He'd be eating candy on the radio. Okay?
Okay.
And he would also eat donuts.
Oh, my.
While he would do these commercials. And he was very protective of his donuts. He would come into work, and he would have a box of donuts, and if anybody dared eat one of his donuts...
He'd get upset?
He'd get very mad.
Right.
He'd get very upset.
Sure.
So one day, out of the box of...
Don't you say we.
No, okay, we'll say this. We'll say I. out of the box of 12 donuts, I took one donut.
Okay.
And what I did was I walked down to the urinal and simply... dipped one end of the donut
right
into the urinal and stood there for a minute and waited.
Was that post flush or pre flush?
That was pre flush.
Ah!
Oh. Well, no. I mean, there had been no business going in there.
Then it was post flush.
Yep. So,
okay. You got to be real careful with that.
Whatever was, I mean, I didn't go number one and dunk
it
in my...
No, it was water.
Water
was
clear.
Put it in the clear water.
In the toilet water. Okay. Right? So,
like anything a dog would drink out.
So right. I dunked just a quarter of it in there.
Right.
And waved it around in the air and waited for it to dry. And then what we did was we went back... We were all involved in this, putting it back in the box.
Ah.
Putting the donut in the box, and then through the glass, watching him eat the donuts, imagining...
I think you and the aforementioned guy, that the other guy that we had fun with, put it in the box, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he do that?
Yeah.
You saint?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. It was...
Because I came down, and it was like later on,
yeah.
You two were cackling and said, look, and then I joined you in looking through the glass.
Yeah, it might have been someone from the management team that was in on that one with
right.
me. As we stood behind this glass and just watched this guy doing his show, never knowing, because he would eat an entire box of donuts while he was on the air.
Right.
Always wondering as he would take one of the donuts and bring it to his mouth, which one might the magic one be? We never
knew. You know, just cackling the whole time.
We never knew. All we know right. is that at the end of his show, the box was empty.
There you go.
So nice. That's a
fascinating little story.
That's the story. But there are others we could tell.
Yes.
But, you know, you're probably right. We probably
should. Well, the desk one wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was?
I think it was.
See, that's interesting. You tell that one with reckless abandon, but the one about the desk,
well, what
when they finally had to get a repairman to come. There's a water leak back here.
People are going to hate us.
I know.
They're just going to hate us.
Horrible. Sorry, we marked our territory at that radio station.
A lot of disgruntled workers in America.
Of course. The worst one is the one that I think we're agreed that we can't talk. The one that involved someone who worked with us.
Absolutely.
But that's the best one.
Yeah, have a Coke and a smile.
That's... Now, see?
I'm not saying anything.
You know,
I didn't say anything.
You don't want me to tell the story.
I didn't say anything.
And then you know what? You're as bad as Lisa with Scott Farrell. You open the door.
I didn't say anything.
You open the door just that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do.
Well, that's enough of that.
We were, suffice to say, we were pretty awful people.
Yeah.
And if you worked at that radio station 16 or 17 years ago and you are still alive today...
If you have any health problems, please give us a call.
Yeah. If you're alive today, consider yourself among the lucky. Because we did all kinds
of... We didn't do nothing. I deny everything.
Somebody did some stuff.
Yep.
That's all I know. Somebody did.
I deny
stuff.
All.
Guilty of entertaining.
That's right. That's quality entertainment.
Guilty of making people feel good.
You know, when you have a morning show, this is for you young people in the audience, you pretty much... At a radio station, you got the run of the place.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we're always freaked out when we come in after the weekend, because we wonder what the hell goes on. You know, it's the overnighters that are even worse than that.
True. I mean, you get to a radio station at 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. I mean, there ain't nobody there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can virtually... You have your run of the place.
You can do anything you want.
I mean, we did the stuff.
Go through everybody's desk.
And we did a lot of stuff that we don't mind talking about. Like, what we would do is get spam, uh-huh. Open up a can of spam, and take the spam out and hide it in the cushions in the general manager's couch in his office.
Took tuna sandwiches and put them between his desk chair. The cushion on his desk chair and the bottom of his desk chair.
And it would take normally like 2 or 3 weeks until the food stuff would start to rot.
And you'd walk in there and you'd have a meeting and we would just be absolutely cracking up. Because it would smell like a cafeteria. And we would always bring it up too, like, what's that smell, Al? And he said, I don't know. I have no idea what that smell is. And we would be... enjoying the fact that, you know, he was so out of it that he hadn't even looked in between his cushions.
Spam and tuna are funny.
Right.
Exactly. All the stuff that happened there was funny. All the stuff that happened there.
And there wasn't a paper, a document, an inter-office memo that we did not know. I mean, you knew everything about that radio station.
They wondered how...
You knew everything about every salesperson.
They wondered how, when they were, like, going to sell the station and that they were going to change the format that...
Right.
They wondered how, when Mike and I would get summoned to the meeting, we would know all the information already.
Right. We'd know everything. We would know everything because, I mean, that every commercial break every morning, I mean, it would not be a commercial break. It would be recon time.
Right. It would be, hey, come here, look what I found here. And a lot of times... Part of the reason we hated working there was we would see the memos that the company was writing about us, like...
About us.
Oh, my God, I can't believe how out of control this show is.
Right.
And these guys are absolutely loose cannons. Somebody has to do something about them.
It was truly amazing.
So, anyway.
Finding out
the... And a locked door didn't mean anything.
Certainly not, Mike.
That's for sure.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, locked doors. Well, I mean, this building was cheap. I mean, you didn't have to be James Bond to get into a locked door in that building.
No, you didn't.
And if you really had trouble doing that, then you had people on your staff that could actually go through the drop ceiling and go over the wall and come back down in there.
Wow.
Charlie.
It happened.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill,
who was really the cat burglar of the whole operation.
You ever seen that movie Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise?
Charlie Broyhill was the ultimate cat burglar.
Only in management.
Charlie Broyhill would actually... get up on a chair, top of ceiling tile,
and go right over the wall of the door.
Climb through the framework of the building.
Right.
Pop a ceiling tile.
And then come down on the other side.
On the other side and open the door for us.
Because when you'd have this brilliant management team that we had, you would have them lock a door if there was seriously important stuff they didn't want us to get to. Because everybody after a while knew that we were looking at everything. And so they'd lock a door, and then it just became more of a challenge. So yeah, one time there's like a chair on the door, too, on the other side, and Charlie was laughing when he got over on the other side.
Yeah, because he would open the door and he'd say, look at this. Not only did they lock it, but
they put a chair at the door.
Dumbasses put a chair up against the door.
How would they expect to get back in if they put a chair on their own door?
Yeah, see, they were stupid. But they'd open it and then they'd kind of jar it loose.
Yeah, but you know, now that I think about it, how would they manage to lock the door?
There'd have to be two doors.
Yeah.
Were there two doors in the office?
It got more difficult to get in those doors, and that's when Charlie started going through the ceiling.
climbing through the ceiling.
Lowering himself on a rope.
Funny. He was the ultimate. I mean, he knew everything. If we knew a little bit what was going on, he knew everything. He knew how to get into every desk. He knew he was the cat burglar.
Absolutely. Although he never joined us for...
No, he didn't. He wasn't about that. That wasn't his thing.
Drew the line.
No. I mean, there were, you know...
Now, that was just juvenile BS.
Each of us had a different responsibility when it came to taking that radio station apart.
You remember when I broke the window with the hockey puck?
Sure.
Taking a slap shot at Dennis Reese, one of our sales executives, and we were going back and forth, slapping this hockey puck down in the hallway. And so I just reared back and hit it as hard as I can, and he had to hit the floor. And as he hit the floor, it went through the window on the other side.
It was an accident, but to tell you what a bad radio station this was. I'm not kidding. For 3 months in the dead of winter.
3 months we had cardboard.
There was a piece of cardboard and duct tape. They never bothered to get the window replaced.
Of course. And that was the lunch area back there, so you'd go down and you'd freeze if you were going to eat your lunch back there.
Wow. Thanks, Mike.
No wonder you were angry.
And I exploded the window. I mean, just shattered it.
There were holes in the wall.
Oh, absolutely. Stains.
It was at one point, there's a hole in the wall between our office and the program director's office. And he wanted to have, what they did was, instead of fixing the hole, what they did was they put...
And didn't it get there because he got mad and, like, punched it?
Yeah.
Right.
So what they did, they just put a poster up. And when it was time for a meeting...
Like the Shawshank Redemption.
What we did in our office... We never had the hole fixed because it was kind of a tribute to the fact that the program director got so mad at us one day, punched the wall, and punched all the way through. So on his side...
Didn't he try to repair it and we broke through it a couple of times while he was trying to repair it?
Yes. So what he did was he had a poster and he put a poster up.
Right.
And on our side of the wall, we refused to let them fix it. We wanted it left as a tribute to, wow.
He'd always ask, did you get that wall fixed? We were like, yeah, it's fine. No problem. We had a poster over it.
But for a while...
So it was paper thin on one side.
For a while, there were posters on both sides of the wall.
Right.
And because his wasn't fixed originally. If he would want to talk to us, he would take out the four push pins, and he would actually put his head through the holes in the wall that he had made, and would say, hey, Don and Mike, would you mind coming in here for a moment for a meeting?
And on our side of that wall, we didn't even have the ceiling tile replaced, because Charlie went back and forth between those offices so often.
That was his entrance.
It's amazing. Amazing facility. I mean, not a real well-constructed building either, you know.
No, God damn. Well, think how many times, really, outside of, like, the program director getting mad at us and punching the wall, think, like, when guys would be pushing each other around, just goofing around, and you would fall against the wall, and seriously, like, half the wall would fall apart.
Yeah, you'd cave in the wall, the drywall, the flimsy drywall that was done. You know, honestly, the advent of the aluminum studs.
Right. And I know we got a break. And I know we have a guest here, and we're going to stay on schedule, but I'll just say the greatest moment ever in that radio station was when they were going to finally start to rebuild some of the walls, and they were going to just redo the place, and there was an office they went into, and they lifted up the ceiling tile, and out poured...
Like the most disgusting pornography you've ever seen.
I mean...
Fat Asian women.
Lots
of
them.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Like yellowed pages. Just disgusting.
I don't want to...
Which brings us full
We can't
circle.
Mention the name.
No, we can't, because one time we mentioned his name, and
we
called,
got threatened to sue.
He called up and he said he would sue us. But there was someone who worked at the station, and what they were doing was
had a porno stash in the drop ceiling that was just like weighing the ceiling down.
Wow.
It was one of those deals where you reached around and found it. It was one of those deals where they were doing some kind of repair and they went up through the drop ceiling and all this stuff poured out.
And like magazine,
they found a nest up there.
It was like, you know, Asian Boy Monthly or whatever the magazine was. They were all over. Over the place.
I mean, magazines from the 70s.
Wow. Yeah.
Incredible.
Old magazines.
You know, a real saver. He hadn't given back any porn.
No, he didn't.
He kept every bit of it up there.
Okay, listen, we're going to stick to our schedule.
Very good.
The lady from Playboy is here. You know, we covered nothing in the first break that I thought we would cover tonight.
But it was a nice trip down memory lane.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there are many more stories that you've not heard yet.
Yeah.
Wait for the box set.
Many, many more stories.
That's right.
Another day, another time. Get a call 100, start today's show. Phone number 877-365-3636. You dial recklessly and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there, point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, amen. Use us. And I gotta tell you something here with the caller 100 situation.
We need some prizes, man.
Are we still in a problematic situation with prizes?
Yeah, beyond problematic. We are
no more tax kits?
Yeah, we got plenty of tax kits, and I'm just gonna have to go to the old wallet. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Cola 100.
Do you want me to put together a CD six pack?
No need, Rob. Hi.
Okay.
Who is this, please?
Al. How are you?
Al. Hi. We're great. Where are you from?
New York.
Al, I'll give you $100.
Okay. Cool.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks.
I mean,
hey, now there you go.
No offense to these fine prizes. I'm going to hold them up now. You guys can see that we've been...
Contact, tax kit. Do you believe in miracles? The Olympic hockey team video.
Right.
From 1980.
Right. We need some better prizes. So,
do you believe in miracles? Yes, the miracle of no prizes.
Enjoy $100 in cash. And thank you for listening to the show, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. You got it. Hold on.
The miracle of the tax kit.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. I mean, I'm glad to give that stuff away. But we need some variety.
More.
Variety is the spice of life. The queer duality, if you will, of doing a contest on the Don and Mike radio show.
Don, if you will, the queer duality of life.
Yes.
I will.
Joining us now.
You got the music?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Hey, there it is.
There's our sex music.
More fun and more thrills.
Let's bring in, I forgot this lady's name. Oh, Laura.
Laura.
Laura from Playboy Magazine.
From Playboy.
And let me get a good look at Laura and say hi, Laura. Well, you smile. Wow. Hi there.
Have you ever been in the magazine?
No, I have not. But thank you for asking.
Well, you could
could be.
You're now, very kind.
I think we mentioned this yesterday. Playboy's looking for gals 18 and over to be tested for a two-hour TV show called Who Wants to Be a Playboy Playmate? And it's from the people who brought you The Real World.
Is this open to men as well as women?
I would say no. Sorry, I would have to say no
on
that.
Just checking. So,
I know Rob is always...
waiting for the proper reality outlet for me.
Right.
What it's going to be is you'll be following around these girls as they go through whatever tasks they have to go through to get in Playboy.
We're basically doing this six-city search. You know, we get tons of phone calls all the time, like, what's it like to work at Playboy? How can I be in the magazine? And there's so much interest, and, you know, reality TV now is where it's at, so why not?
Okay, here's a question. Sure. What TV now? Are you going to run this on the Playboy Channel?
It's not going to be on the Playboy Channel.
Is it going to be on regular TV?
It will be on regular TV.
Oh. I'd love to see it on the Playboy Channel because then you could do more stuff.
So what are you going to do? You're going to pixelate out the raspberries and the privacy?
Well, I would have to say most likely.
Is there ever the thought, since we're talking about this, about some sort of reality program on the Playboy Channel? Because I know now, on the Playboy Channel, the most popular shows are kind of almost a reality-based... Those girls that interact with the callers and stuff like
that. Right, and there's another show this past year that was pretty popular, Seven Lives Exposed,
mm-hmm.
sort of planted cameras in a home, and you could go online and vote for what you wanted them to
do.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
So it'll be pixelated out, but they'll show whatever they have to do to, and one girl will actually get in the magazine.
Yeah, basically, you know, it's going to be real world in the sense that these 12 women that are picked from this Playmate search will live in a house together. So the cameras will be planted, the crews will be following them.
Ooh.
Yes, behind the scenes, and take them to the Playboy studio for their test shoots. To the mansion.
To Hep's round bed.
For sure.
And at some point, I got to think, even if you're going to run this on regular TV and pixelate out the raspberries and the privacy, you got to have like an uncensored version that you're going to maybe sell on DVD.
Turn into a video.
I think it's quite possible.
I think I could give advice to any woman who wanted to be in a magazine, who was obviously had the right attributes, the attractive level and all that. I would say, really, if you want to fast track to the magazine, you sleep with that. Isn't that really the way to?
I don't know about that.
Hello, this is Hugh Hefner. Come to the mansion,
the Bronto.
You don't know that. You don't know about that for sure. Obviously, you work for Hugh Hefner, so you can't say anything.
I don't know about that for sure.
I'm kidding, of course.
I'm here in New York, so I'm safe and tucked away.
How many girls who work for Playboy don't get naked?
How many girls who work?
Do you have a lot of women in the company?
We have a lot of women in the company. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it Christy Hefner? Is she still running things?
She is the CEO of our company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's still, and she's running. It's been quite successful since
she
took over.
She's fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been very, very successful.
So what do you say when one of those tight-assed broads finds out you work for Playboy? And, you know, you get the thing where you're at a cocktail party or something, and they go, Playboy? How could you work there? That's exploitation of women.
Yeah. What do you do? I mean, do you get that a lot when you're out at parties and stuff like that?
You know, you would be. I thought that I would get it a lot. I think I get it a lot less than I expected to. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you,
good.
And more times than not. I get, wow, you know, how can I work for Playboy or how can I be in Playboy?
What's the best thing about working for Playboy?
Working for Playboy.
Well, come on, be specific.
Is there any particular perk? You get to go on the jet or any? Do you still have the jet?
No jet. There's no jet.
No more jet?
So what's the perk? What's the biggest
downsizing?
Perk?
Downsizing. I hate it.
The great part about working for Playboy is, you know, doing stuff like this, getting out. I mean, it's such a great brand. It's so popular. You can virtually go to just about any corner of the world and everybody knows the bunny, so
yeah.
It's just a great brand. And
you've been to one of them pajama parties?
I haven't been to one of those.
You haven't?
But I will be. We're having a pajama party at Super Bowl.
Oh, so, yes.
Playboy Mansion South.
All right, let me ask you a very important question, a question that really, I think, has come up more in the last year than it has in the past. How do we get invited to the mansion? How do we get into the mansion?
Well, yeah, Dick Van Patten has told us he can get us in.
But we're really realizing that maybe, you know, that's not the best route to go. We need some sort of... Now, do you have the kind of power where, you
I'm
know...
I'm here for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's really a goal of the show, is to go out to the mansion, to be out at the mansion.
Field trip.
Yes. I mean, I'd like to... I think before I die, I'd like to see the grotto.
Now, as you can see, I hold in my hand...
That is the new issue.
The new Playboy with Dee Dee Skank. Dee Dee Pfeiffer.
Dee Dee Pfeiffer, that's Michelle Pfeiffer's naughtier sister.
Yeah. Now I'm going to offer something good about Playboy that I like, and then I'm going to offer some constructive criticism.
Okay.
Both of them involve another rival magazine.
Okay.
One thing I do like about Playboy is the fact that you don't have girls going number one. Okay? In the other one...
Prude.
All right, well, listen, I don't want to see that.
You're such a prude.
That doesn't turn me on to see a girl squatting and see
her... doesn't turn me on either.
You're going number one.
However,
I do know that when I get the Playboy, and you guys are nice enough to, supply us with the magazine, I get the Playboy Forum, okay?
You don't like the Playboy Forum?
Listen, when I get the Playboy Forum, okay, you know what I want? I don't want to hear about tales from the Vietnam era. You know what I want? I want a lot of the, she walked in and then, you know, she did this to me and then I, you know, there was an explosion.
Well, there is that sometimes, isn't there?
Of love. Well, in
there's
this...
something for everyone in the forum.
Well, no, not in this one, honey. In this one, it's the one I'm reading. And trust me, I have scoured it. I shipped out for Vietnam during the spring of 68. The next
Well, doesn't he get to the girls at some point?
I was amused and envious as I watched the bare white asses of my men bobbing up and down in the pucker brush through the lens of our starlight scope.
Yeah, are you reading the whole? Have you read the whole thing?
Yes.
Well, what's it about?
It's about, this guy feels bad. This guy's writing that he feels bad that the Vietnamese whores charged $3 for the love. That's what it's
because he wanted them to charge more?
No, the services offered being cost $3, and the girls themselves are not bad looking, wearing tight shorts. Still, I resisted.
It's kind of a morality story.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let me see. And then you've got...
You feature the occasional morality tale.
Yeah, I for one, don't want it.
You can better yourself.
Exactly.
Even here, though, let me read you another one.
Okay.
A guy who's in Okinawa, and he writes, I found sexual release in a limited fashion, which is exactly what I wanted. Picture a large, white-tiled room with a huge bathtub and a shelf to lie on. Picture a woman in a skimpy bathing suit who gives you shampoo and lets you soak in the tub and pulls you out, only to pour buckets of warm water all over you as she soaps your horny body. The manual release was divine, the oral sensational. And I wish to this day that we had bathhouses in every city center here. Now, what I want is...
What's wrong with any of that?
Mike, I want more detail than
that. Ah, yeah. Yeah, he kind of got right to it.
As I'm scanning the page, I mean, what am I going to do? I keep going, okay, in a bathing suit, okay, the manipulation was divine. Okay, it's like...
So I understand what you want. You want more erotica.
Yes.
That's quite simple. That's
absolutely
what he wants. That's pass that along to your superiors?
I absolutely take that back.
That's what I like from the Playboy forum. That's what I like from the other magazines forum. That's what I like from your forum. I appreciate the fact that you don't have girls going number one.
Do you do more photo shoots on the East Coast or West Coast? Or is it pretty much all over the country?
It is all over the country. Yeah. This Playmate Search is in 6 cities, so yeah, they're typically all over the country.
Will the Playboy clubs ever come back, do you think?
That is a good question.
Because, I mean, I know in the 60s and the 70s, that was very cool.
That was where it was at. There was one right on the street.
Mm-hmm. So what are the? I know New York is one of the cities. What are the other cities?
We did Phoenix yesterday. We have Cleveland, Miami, Atlanta, and Chicago also coming up through this next week.
Okay, and you know what else? I just want to say one other thing about the magazine. That as long as you're
totally,
here,
you know, I'm while telling you, have my ear.
I'm a fan of this.
That's cool.
What are you getting to with this?
Here's my thought. I don't. On one hand, like in the other magazines, yeah, I don't need it to be a gynecological examination. Okay.
You are such a prude.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see, you know, legs akimbo and virtually be able to...
Well, then you would like Playboy.
Well, no. And look in there and see a girl's tonsils, okay, where you see all the way up to her tonsils. But on the other hand, take a look at this. Now, the centerfold, the Miss February centerfold.
Oh, that is a great centerfold.
Well, no, I want to see a little bit more of her privacy than that. You understand?
Don't you see it on the... Boy, she does have a great body.
It's a beautiful photo.
Yeah, but look, you hardly see her privacy at all. I mean, you see her boobs and everything.
Have you been to photo shoots? Have you been to photo shoots?
I've been to a couple of the photo shoots.
What are those like?
It's very intense.
Really?
It's very serious, very intense. As you can imagine, many, many people behind the scenes.
Right. People like hangers-ons or...
No hangers-on.
People breathing heavily.
So I guess what I want is, I want some more privacy, but not as much as the other ones offer. I mean, like...
less war stories, more love.
Yes, and...
Is that what you're saying?
For instance...
That's the summary.
Well, no, you did a nice job here with Michelle Pfeiffer's sister. Can you tell me the rationale behind putting Michelle Pfeiffer's sister...
CD?
Yeah, in the magazine. Really, I'm not busting your balls.
No.
What is the rationale? And they did a nice job here. See, they're showing enough of her privacy. That's all I want to see.
Right.
I don't even want to think about what might be going on in there.
Is that a younger sister or an older sister?
Younger sister.
Younger sister.
And that would be the rationale. You know, she's a younger, up and coming star. You know, she's got a show on television.
A little naughtier than Michelle, maybe?
Or
so we think.
And I'm guessing...
A free spirit.
I'm guessing the rationale is you think this is probably as close as you're going to get to seeing Michelle Pfeiffer naked, right?
She's a young celebrity in her own right as well, and, you know, she's getting a lot of attention with her show on TV.
She has some nice boobs, though.
Is that a real tattoo?
You've just answered the question. Mm-hmm. She's quite beautiful.
Is that a real tattoo, do you think?
I think it is.
On her ass?
Mm-hmm. You're being wonderful answering all our questions. You've been completely unfazed by us.
No, yeah.
This is very good.
Oh, good. Telling you exactly, I'm glad I can help out.
Telling you exactly what I think. Also, I can lose the stuff at the end. Like, frankly, I don't care with this DA from Spin City, Richard Kind. I don't care who his favorite playmates are, okay? You know,
now, that's a guy, I bet he's been to the mansion.
A big probably. Dumbass.
I mean, that's the kind of guy that gets to go to the mansion.
Very popular.
From Spin City. I want to go
to the mansion.
And now,
preferably when there's a pajama party.
Yeah. Now, this I do like. I like the feature where it's like, where you get pictures of girls, some of them who are getting naked on purpose, and other times where it's like Nicole Kidman, where it's a picture where you can kind of see through her shirt.
Yeah, that has always been one of my favorites. Grapevine has been around for a long time.
It has.
That's a good feature. And it's Monica Keene from Dawson's Creek.
Can I see her?
And what's great is that she's wearing a shirt with no bra, and you see her boobs right through the shirt. There she is right there.
Yeah. Great angle.
That's what I like. And same with Nicole Kidman. We're right here. I mean, even though you could see him in movies, of course.
You know, you like this.
This I'm telling you, right, I'm giving you
that's
positive.
That's fantastic.
This completely contradicts your earlier.
No.
More is more.
No. No, these are all celebrities. These are people the famous people.
But celebrity remember, totally cool. Too much is too much.
Too much is too much. There is a lot going on here.
But I want more.
Well, I would lobby for much more in Playboy. Much more.
I'm getting conflicting messages.
Well, that's me, and I mean, we don't agree on everything.
Okay.
You know, I'm kind of a connoisseur of the erotic arts.
Fantastic.
What can I say? You know, I believe that our society in general is far too restrictive.
Amen.
That is just my... Thank you, Buzz. I know you agree with me.
Absolutely.
I'm a little conservative, country.
I'm just telling you.
The two Quakers over here probably feel differently about it.
All I'm saying is...
For God's sakes, don't show any of the butt.
Playboy is...
Can I take a look?
Sure. Let me ask you something, personally.
Yeah.
Do you consider the butt to be an exit or an entrance?
Oh. I can't say I've ever been asked that question. I guess and it's all in the eye of the beholder.
What about for you personally? I mean, because I'll tell you, for me personally, it's an exit.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good girl. That's good. That's good.
You know, I think you're just, the fact that you're so hung up on that means that you think of it as
you
desperately want
you want to
have it touched when you're having sex.
You bring it up a lot.
I've never said that on the show, but I'm going to say it now once and for all.
You just mentioned the butt, and furthermore, he touches his wife's butt while he's having sex with her.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
You know what? Yes, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Gross.
Oh, please.
Gross.
Come on now. Come
gross.
On.
Gross. And I don't want to see ass either. I mean, I like seeing ass.
Gosh, it's all over the place.
I like seeing the outside of the ass.
Okay.
I don't like seeing the inside
no
of the ass.
I got it. That's the message I take back with me.
Now, what are we promoting here? I've completely forgotten.
We're not promoting tonsils.
We are promoting the...
We're not promoting, correct.
The Playboy hunt for girls in New York.
So for the
girl,
so how is this going to work? How is this going to work?
It's at our office.
So oh, really?
Yeah.
You need any help that day?
We're right down the block.
It's at 735th Fifth Avenue.
That's correct.
And it's
all day, 9 to 5.
9 to 5, and it's next Thursday.
Next Thursday. 31st.
So girls, just show up, and I think
guys,
really
bring your girls.
Also, we should be honest here. No pigs need apply, right?
Be ready to pose in a two-piece bathing suit.
Ah,
okay.
So if you look good in a bathing suit, obviously.
Okay.
So you're looking for big girls?
Be very PC. Bring
a
two-piece bathing suit.
But no, but come on, no pigs. I mean, if you're fat like us, don't show up. All right? Could we say that?
Are you looking for any, comic relief in the house? Anybody that would add something? Like Don and I maybe being the janitors? The wacky janitors in the house or something
like
that?
You know, as the day goes on, we probably could use some comic relief.
As the day goes on.
About 3, 4 o'clock.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Don.
Yes.
You're ticking me off, man.
Why?
You're such an effing Puritan.
I agree.
Why am I a Puritan? I don't want to see
When you're afraid to have sex, do you put a sheet over each other so you don't see each other and you just get the deed done and that's it?
No, you know what? When I have sex with my wife, incidentally, you're looking at a 20-year veteran, a successful marriage here. When I have sex with my wife...
Okay, bring that up.
Thank you. Well, I'm sorry,
you're starting to work me on that, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No.
Mine's going to survive. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Now, you're the one paranoid.
Mine's going to survive.
You're the one who's paranoid.
We're going through a rough patch, but I swear to God, it's going to work out.
I only brought it up for Laura's... which is Mike's wife's name.
Yeah.
I only brought it up for this Laura's notice that I have been having sex with the same woman for 20 years, and I don't want to see... inside there.
Oh, come on.
Don, you're telling me
you don't want to rumble down the old colon trombone down there?
No, are you?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Come on. Let me explain to you. It's just that tight, nice cave.
No, let me explain to you something about my wife and about
colon
all women and all men.
Jesus.
I'm going to generalize for men and women here, both for gay men and for hetero men and women. Here's how it works. You eat food. Okay, then you digest the food.
Okay, I understand that.
Now let me finish.
You're making it ugly.
The food then, it goes through your system.
No.
And where the food comes out of your body, I don't think you should be putting your privacy or putting your mouth. That's a dirt.
All right, Don. Goodbye.
You shouldn't have your mouth, your fingers, your
you're there's nothing wrong with a little healthy exploration.
No, right. Sorry.
Sexually.
Sorry. Laura, how do you weigh in on this? Not you as Laura from Playboy, but you as Laura the person.
Yes, very good question.
About healthy exploration?
Yes.
I think if a couple is comfortable with healthy exploration, then I support it.
There you go.
100%.
And you yourself, do you have a boyfriend? Are you married?
I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend.
I do.
Let me just ask you, if you're in the throes of lovemaking with him, and he did the old reach around, and all of a sudden you felt... You felt that happening. What would you do? What would your reaction be?
That's a very good question.
I can answer that for you. I can answer that for you. In the heat of passion, it probably wouldn't matter much, right?
That's a good point.
Thank you.
I reckon it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. You reckon it would? Well, you little whore.
Oh, no!
Here I was thinking.
I'm in love.
Oh, exactly. She's in love.
It's love. Here I am thinking that you're a nice,
How did your boyfriend
nice
feel
girl.
About you working at Playboy?
Oh, just fine.
Just fine? Sure. Does he come by the office very often? Or
no.
No.
Actually, I don't think he's ever been to the office.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Is he in
a mansion? No.
Okay.
Well, all right.
He has not been to the mansion.
Listen, we'll be glad to...
Is your boyfriend Hugh Hefner?
No comment.
Okay.
It's not.
We'll be glad to promote
Richard Kind.
Hold on. We have
Richard Kind. Yeah, I agree with Richard Kind. That's one thing about. Why is he in the magazine?
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
that
Don.
Man should not be in the magazine.
Yeah. Hi there.
Don, you're saying you can put her mouth where the water comes from?
No. Listen. And now, Frieda can. Yes.
Are you totally okay.
Frieda can put her mouth where the water.
Where the water comes from.
On the part where the baby comes from and the water comes from as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all okay, but the other side's not okay.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
There you go. A lot of people getting angry about this.
Don't get angry. Sure. Live your own
I'm
life.
With these people.
Passionate
live,
listener.
Live.
Right,
live,
absolutely.
Live your own bowel-loving lives.
Thank you.
don't lump me in there, for Christ's sake.
Don't lump me into your private hell.
No, come on. That's the ABCs of me. You've known that from day one.
Well, you know what I've always wondered? What I've always wondered is it seems to be beyond just something that you... That's important to you. As a matter of fact, the curiosity
I'm
about
passionate
the,
about it.
Yeah, man. And I think you are because you're denying. It's almost like somebody who is severely homophobic. They probably have homosexual tendencies. The fact that you are so obsessed with the buttock area means that you, in fact, probably desperately want that area on you to be touched and caressed during lovemaking.
I am telling you, that area gets plenty of touching during the cleansing after. The eating of the food, and I am telling you, there is no pleasure to be derived from that area.
Oh, okay. Don't knock until you've tried it.
There is none. I know. We got a break.
Yeah.
Do I have time to give you the sex quiz? Would you take the sex quiz?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Sex quiz is being taken on the show by every celebrity. Dennis Franz. We've had a lot of Richard Kind took it.
Yeah. These are questions that we ourselves have answered.
Yes, we've all taken the sex quiz on the show. It's a standard celebrity quiz that we're giving you. And although you are not in the magazine, you work for Playboy. You would not be qualified as a celebrity. We would love you to take the
mind,
in your own mind. Well, you could be in the magazine. You should know that.
You're good enough looking to be in there. Again, here's a plug for you. Next Thursday, 7:30 Fifth Avenue, between 9 and 5. All you girls who want to try out for this Playboy Real World show and end up being a playmate,
and please, on television. So
yeah,
that's right, on a reality television show.
Please, no pigs. We have 14 questions.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
And again, we've answered them.
It's fast.
And celebrities from around the world have answered them. Have you, Laura, ever been in a three-way? Have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
No, I have not.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
No, I have not.
Don't lie.
I'm not.
Might want to turn up her microphone a little bit.
Yeah. I got it up, like, all the way.
Sorry.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No, I have not.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Hot interracial sex?
Hot interracial sex.
Yeah, interracial sex.
Well, there's a difference.
Have you ever enjoyed interracial sex?
Yes, I have.
Very good. Another yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
No. Okay.
No. No.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Wow.
Have you had sex in the no-no?
No, no.
Good. Good for you.
Good.
I know.
He's into that.
Yeah, right.
You had no choice.
Do you swallow?
No.
Oh.
I know. I guess I'm...
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay. You're honest.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
You ever had sex in a car?
No, I have not.
I think you possibly work for Playboy.
I like that. I like it.
Two more questions. Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No.
Wow.
I know, I'm afraid.
This might be an actual record setter.
And
really?
To the nearest 10, 50, or 100, or in some cases 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to
Definitely
be?
Definitely 10.
Ten.
I'm a good kid.
Buzz, we might have a Girl Scout here.
We do, in fact. A new record has been set.
Are you kidding me?
Two yes answers from Sister Laura Ingalls from Playboy. Congratulations, Laura.
Wow.
Only two yes answers.
There you are, working over at the old liberal Playboy, and you're just a poly purebred.
I guess I just don't practice what I preach.
That's not. Well, listen, it was very nice meeting you.
Thank you for having me.
Keep us informed about what happens with the
I definitely will. Next time we'll be back with a winner.
Great. Ah, that's what we like.
Don't forget, get me and Mike in that mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, come please to our Super Bowl party, guys.
And listen, let's review now. In the magazine, I don't need to see the tonsils.
No tonsils.
But I need to see a little more, you know, privacy. And you got to make the forum more reader-friendly.
Yeah. Reader-friendly forum.
And
no tonsils.
Take out guys like Richard
Kind.
Richard Kind, bad.
Okay. And give our best to Hef.
I will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Laura.
Laura from Playboy Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the experience.
They're cute.
I did.
Very nice.
They're cute.
Very cute.
Yes.
Very cute.
Absolutely.
Who's the celeb you think she most resembles?
Oh, boy, that's tough.
It is. Kind of like almost a Daisy Fuentes almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice big dimples.
Yeah, we were, you could tell. You could always tell that we were all a little captivated.
Yeah.
Very girl next door.
Nice. Hey, listen, this is a nice change of pace. I know we have to break, but I just got an instant feedback from Richie from the Port Authority Police Department.
Yes.
Don, yesterday you misquoted the number of Port Authority cops killed in the WTC attack.
Oh, okay.
You said 13 or 14. Actually, there were 37
wow.
Port Authority police officers and 38 Port Authority civilians killed as a result. Please correct this. I took heat from a captain at work.
Oh, sorry, Richie. Sorry about that.
That's the number you'd given me. My sincere apologies. We have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.